W1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Justin Finch. Controversial cluster bombs banned in more than 100 countries over humanitarian concerns on the table from the U.S. to Russia. Later today, the Biden administration expected to announce a new aid package for Ukraine, including those bombs. In Texas, the man who killed 23 people at a Walmart in 2019 will be sentenced today.
For 2 days, survivors and victims' families have been addressing the court. When the father of the youngest victim spoke, he turned to shooter Patrick Crucius and said, "Look at me, you coward. Look at my son's picture." Crucius, a self-proclaimed white supremacist who admitted to targeting Hispanics, was seen crying in court during victim impact statements. Crucius pleaded guilty to federal charges earlier this year. He's expected to be given 90 life sentences today. Prosecutors in a separate state case will try for death. Alex Stone, ABC News.
This is ABC News. The Secret Service investigation into the cocaine found at the White House is expected to wrap up next week. The white powder found in the West Wing in a cubby where visitors leave their phones during tours. An official telling Politico the source of the drug is unlikely to be determined due to the large number of people with access to the area. Elton John saying goodbye to concert tours.
In 2018, Elton John announced his farewell Yellow Brick Road tour, which would be his last time trekking across the globe. 5 years of pandemic, and $900 million later, he plays his final show Saturday night in Stockholm, Sweden. Billboard's Eric Frankenberg tells us it's truly the end of an era, one of the greatest artists of all time, based on their charts.
He was number three, only behind the Beatles and the Rolling Stones.
My gift is my song, yeah.
The tour, for now, is the highest grossing of all time, but may be eclipsed in the next year by Taylor Swift's current tour. Jason Nathanson, ABC News.
Justin Finch, ABC News.
Consumers everywhere are rediscovering the benefits of buying locally produced food. Not only is it fresher, tastier, and more nutritious, it's also good for the local economy. And did you know the Village Hearth and Artisan Hearth hamburger and hot dog buns and rolls you love are baked right here in the Midwest? With the state-of-the-art bakeries and facilities throughout the Midwest, freshly baked buns and rolls are delivered fresh every day to your neighborhood grocers. Village Hearth and Artisan Hearth buns and rolls, locally baked, delivered fresh daily.
The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup. Starting at 6 a.m., The Mayor and Mino. Then at 8, The Earl Ingram Show. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crude. And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show.
On 1590 a.m. and 97.9 WGBW.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
When you take the iconic Wienermobile and you call it the Frankmobile, come on, that is terrible.
The Kraft Heinz Company announced the name change to celebrate the brand's 100% beef franks as the company debuts a new recipe. Well, no more lips and other things, I guess.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Devil's Advocates Radio.
The entire light beer industry is under attack from the right at this time. Apparently, that they no longer have women in bikinis selling the beer.
I would suggest, and this is on the Fox Entertainment Network.
I believe it's the Fox News. Well,
well, I just hope they don't get them to Captain Morgan and Diet Cokes, man. That'd be a sad day.
The Devil's Advocates Radio with Dom and Crute. Weekdays 4 till 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
A guy named Bill out in Econowoc. Bill's got some thoughts on that.
Thanks for talking about what you're talking about right now. Your station, you raise the bar high for integrity. You are a community radio station, which means you look out for all the citizens in the state of Wisconsin.
Daily conversations about Wisconsin's latest headlines and stories. Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday mornings 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Talking to your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to hot gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid.
Dude,
Did you hear about Cassie and Jake? No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development? Nuh-uh. You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
You know him as the nose tackle for the green and gold. 1993 to 1999. And again, 2001 to 2003. 125 games, 292 tackles, 7 sacks, and a Super Bowl ring. But there's more to life than stats. And there's more to life than football.
You're about to find out.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger. Featuring Packers legend Gilbert Brown.
Monday mornings at 8 on WISS and WGB. And on the Civic Media app.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Wisconsin's home for daily conversations about the state's latest headlines and stories.
Weekday mornings from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Greater Green Bay Area Live from the WGBW studios at the City Deck Landing and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor. And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Thank you very much. Welcome back to the Mayor and Mino Show in this 7 o'clock hour.
Johnny.
Yes, sir.
I
know what you're going to say.
I know, right? During the break, I jump on the scale. We have a great scale here. It's, where did I get it? At that place, it's owned by Prevea. It's a weight loss clinic. Anyway, at High End Scale.
I haven't been there.
It's very accurate. Yes, it's obvious. But it's very accurate, and you're up 2.5 pounds. I am down 1.2 pounds.
Okay.
So I'm closer to the $100. Actually, I gained a little space, right? Because you went up. And so I'm 3 pounds advantage. So I feel good about this $100. I won't spend it yet, but I'm getting close.
Well, obviously you don't want, Brian's bass fishing thing to go over well because of what you're doing. So that's just great. Wow.
So that's it. You justify the weight gain. Okay. Because you...
I'm so happy that restaurant didn't have ketchup for you yesterday. That makes me feel warm all over. Just saying.
I went home and ate it. So
you did not. But you threw it away.
But you know, again, I'm not feeling guilty about your weight gain. But okay. I will say that I drink coffee. You drink all that sweet and caramel. And,
well, okay, but okay, I just talked to Amy.
And then we went to lunch yesterday, and
I had a salad.
I thought you were a little heavy on that too.
It was a salad. And 1/3 of a piece of cheesecake. Not even a third. It's like a fifth.
It was cheesecake. Did I have any cheesecake,
Johnny?
It was
to celebrate a friend of ours' birthday.
That is true. But
so
I just wished him a happy birthday and shook his hand.
That was, we were at the 1001 Club.
Which is a great, great place, you guys.
Reopening, rebirth.
Top of the line.
Phenomenal. That was the biggest salad I've ever had in my lifetime.
And their fish fries on Friday are great. And it was the owner's birthday, and we took him out for
70,
lunch.
Right?
Actually, he was 60.
But he told everybody he was 70.
He was done.
All right, hang on a second. We got Jess, you there?
I'm here.
Jess Bosquez. How you doing, young lady?
Oh, I'm so good. How are you?
Good. Jess, give us all a little. I mean, obviously, I know your whole background, but you know who we just had on? We just had Brian Aishan. Brian is an Afghanistan amputee, Army Ranger, and he had a great Netflix series a couple of years ago called Father, Soldier, Son. And I put him on the phone with your brother, Josh Weggie, and it was like, you know, two really old friends talking about their different therapists and things like that. So give a little background about yourself, Jess, and what's coming up tomorrow. Actually, tonight and tomorrow.
Yeah, I know. It's crazy that the weekend is here.
Yep.
So I have been blessed to serve as the USA Patriot amputee softball team physical therapist for... Gosh, I don't even know how many years at this point. I got started because my brother Josh, of course, is an original member of the USA Patriots amputee softball team. And the last 3 years, I've also been able to serve as the kids camp director. So this team travels the country. They play softball, trying to help inspire people and show people that there are things that can happen after terrible tragedies. So their whole motto is life without limbs is limitless. They try to spread that message of hope and perseverance after bad things happen. And, you know, you can either sit there and say, oh, woe is me, or you can kind of pick your pants up and say, hey, let's get on with life. Let's get better. I met my husband through the team.
That's right.
So Saul. Now, yes. Yes. So my husband is also an original member. And now the guys are coming to town. They're coming to Fondy.
That's
which
awesome.
Is amazing. They've been here before. Formerly they were the Wounded Warrior Amputee softball team. We try not to throw that out there too much because we're trying to get away from that. But
well, I mean, what we can all be, I think everybody knows Wounded Warriors right. unfortunately had, the guy running it, there were some issues and some of the money wasn't going where people thought it was going. And
yeah, but I'm going to throw it out there right now.
Go ahead.
We were never part of that.
Right. That's what I mean.
We've always been. Correct.
Yes.
And that's why we rebranded and
got away from that.
Changed.
So we weren't painted
correct.
With that brush.
Because everybody, yes, everybody
exactly.
kept kind of associating us with that.
Yep.
So what a great just model, right? That life without limbs is limitless. I mean, what a great message for a lot of people, right? Not just amputees. I mean, that just, you know,
correct.
Struggles you can't give up in life, right? I think that's,
absolutely.
And to engage the youth. So how can we participate? And like you said, I know you've been working on this, talking about it, and here it is today, tomorrow. Tell us how we can participate, where we can donate some money, or how we can actually come in and witness
that.
It.
Go right ahead.
All right. You bet I will. So tonight, first of all, in Fond du Lac at Cornelli's on the Avenue. I don't have the address in front of me. But
that's right. Everybody knows Cornelli's.
Roller skating. I would hope so, yeah. Yes. It's the old Spectrum. If maybe I'm dating myself a little bit here, but the old roller skating rink in Fond du Lac, Cornelli's on the Avenue. Doors will open at 6 o'clock, but at 7 p.m. we're having a social for the first time ever. Now, when we travel the country playing softball, and normally maybe we'll have a game or two on Saturday if they're not in a tournament, but maybe Friday night there's a dinner, and one or two of the guys will get up, kind of share their story, talk about what they've been through and what this team means to them, and describe what the team does. For the first time ever, we're going to have the whole team that's here this weekend up in a panel.
Nice.
So they are going to, it's just, I'm so excited for it. It's going to be so much fun. They're all going to be able to kind of share their story. There'll be some banter back and forth. We're going to have basically a Q&A session open to the public, and nothing's off the table. I mean, these guys are so used to it. This is what they do. They're comfortable with questions. They're comfortable sharing their story. So people can ask them darn near anything they want to ask them.
Right. What a great opportunity for the audience, because they're the ones who are uncomfortable. You know, the audience,
yeah,
well, can
yeah.
I really ask you, how is it
yeah,
without a
right,
leg? How
right.
do you do this? How do you?
Yeah,
you know,
exactly right.
And the fact that the whole team, which is really cool that you got the whole team up there, willing to mm-hmm. take these questions on and say, look, you know, this is how it is in school. This is going to church, or this is what I do driving. I think that, because people, they want to get to know people, but they're just uncomfortable, you know? And I think that
right.
this social event. So you got that going on tonight, and then really tomorrow's the big event, right?
Yes. Tomorrow at the Doc Spider Stadium at Hare Baker Field, they have a game at noon, and that is completely free to the public.
Really?
Oh, for sure. I don't ever.
And it's competitive, Jess.
It is competitive. So I'm going to tell you this right now. Maybe Josh told you the other day, but three weeks ago, we were in Alaska for a tournament, a regular old softball tournament. They don't play other amputees. People ask me that all the time. Well, is there a league like this? Do they play other amputees? No, they don't play other amputees. They play able-bodied people. It is competitive. It is legitimate softball. So we were in Alaska a couple of weeks ago, and they took second place in a big wow. tournament out there.
Oh, they're
so
good, Jim.
They're competitive.
They're very good.
Absolutely. And then 2 weeks ago, I think, roughly, we were in Bismarck, North Dakota, and they took third. They should have taken first, but we won't go there right now.
John was complaining about the umps. Yeah.
Oh, gosh. I know. One game.
Way to go,
errors,
Jim. Right. Well, I remember, how many years ago was that, Jess, when I did the announcing for your games
at
Fondle?
Oh, my gosh. John, that was in 2012.
Wow. Yeah. It's been
I
that
know.
Unbelievable.
But it was so fun. So the guys still, the guys that were on the team at that time still to this day talk about that, about how fun it was, how many people were at that event. They're like, there were people all around the field. There were two or three rows deep, even in the outfield behind the fence. And they still remember that and they love it. And this is funny. I had guys ask me, when we come back to Wisconsin this year, can you make sure to have squeaky cheese for us?
Oh, yeah.
They'd never tasted cheese curds before. Oh, they loved it. We were having it delivered to guys in the outfield. Remember that, Jess?
Yes.
That's
awesome. Yes. And that was awesome.
You talked about guys not being uncomfortable, whatever. I remember, I forget who the left fielder was, but he called timeout and he took his leg off and like did something with it. Or remember that?
Really?
He didn't care.
That's awesome. That was Nick.
Oh, yep. Yeah. Nick, remember that? Yes.
Yep.
And, you know, I remember one time I had, you know, different guys. And I think I had you up in the box at the Packer games, didn't I, Jess?
Yes. You've been such a peach, by the way.
What's that?
You've been.
I said you've been such a peach.
I've never been invited, but no. I hear it's a good time. All right, go ahead,
but anyway,
John.
So Mark,
I guess you're not as cool as I am. Sorry.
But I remember Mark Murphy came in one day to meet everybody, and I don't know if it was one of the other guys. He said, I'd like to get up, sir, but I just put my legs over in the corner.
Yes.
You know, they're totally like,
wow.
Yeah. So they're the most wonderful bunch of guys. But I remember they got beat, I think, by the fire department that year I did it, and they were not happy. I mean, this isn't like, you know, the Harlem Globetrotters. We're just right. here to entertain. The cool part is, and it shows when you said without limbs, you're still limitless.
Yes.
These guys mm-hmm. play extremely high-level competitive softballs, and everyone mm-hmm. is an amputee of some sort.
And
correct.
I just love the message for the youth and other people who are struggling. This could change your lives.
Yeah.
I mean, that's great what you're doing. So we're going to see you tonight at Cornelli's.
I will be there.
And then tomorrow is, where's that again tomorrow?
What's the name of the park again, Jess?
It's Hare Baker Field. So it's HERR-Baker. Hare Baker Field. It's the home of the Dock Spiders at Marion College.
All right.
And gates open at 11. But the game itself is at noon, and they're going to play our local fire police and sheriff's office.
All right.
Awesome.
I got a feeling you guys are going to win because you're still a little chapped about that last game you had where you lost it.
For sure.
And that's so easy to get to. There's great parking there. That's a good place. Mm-hmm. And the weather looks very, very good for you tomorrow as well. So I think it's a great family thing to go out to. And people are going to have a good time and support. I mean, just an unbelievable message. And thanks for doing this, Jess, and your husband and just everybody. It's
awesome.
Yeah. This is good
stuff.
Well,
hey, anything we can do, and ultimately any money we raise, of course, goes to kind of offset our costs.
Right.
Because these guys are coming from all over the country. Literally, we have a guy that flew in last night from California.
Yeah.
And then, but anything additional, we try to raise all the money to put on our kids' camp every year. And that's a pretty big deal.
All right. Well,
this is awesome.
Community, and let's support this. I mean, we talk about, in the intro to every show is how Green Bay's, or our community, I shouldn't say Green Bay, Greater Green Bay, which is, a number of counties, our MSA, is the number one by U.S. News and World Report. And it's because of things like this, right? It's because it's a giving community, a supportive community. We've got great opportunities, and we've got people like you and your husband that bring awareness to things, and we as a community need to step up and support that. So, God bless you. Thanks for what you're doing. I'm going to try and get down there tomorrow. I got plans for tonight. Johnny knows that. But
that's okay.
I look forward to meeting you and seeing you guys tomorrow.
Can't wait to see you guys
absolutely.
Tonight, Jess.
We would love to see you there. I know, John. Very excited to see you again. And thank you so much for helping us out this weekend.
It's absolutely my pleasure. Thank you, Jess. Take care.
You guys have a great day.
All right. Thank you so much. Take care. Bye-bye.
Yep.
Jess Vasquez from the USA Patriots softball program. Wonderful people, Jim. These people are so great.
She's got good energy.
She's got a great voice for radio.
She does.
I think I'm going to bring her in when you're not here. We're going to set her a quick break, even if you are here.
I'll bring
Living happily ever after isn't always a reality. If you're over 50 and are considering divorce, attorney Andrea Gage with the Everson Law Firm can provide the guidance you need. Andrea focuses on silver divorces, the kind that get more complicated over time and present unique challenges. A family, multiple properties, significant assets. Andrea and the team at Everson Law have the experience to protect your interests. Call Everson Law to set up an appointment with Andrea today. It's never too late to be happy. Everson Law, 920-435-3730.
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup. Starting at 6 a.m., the Mayor and Mino. Then at 8, the Earl Ingram Show. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, the Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, the Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crude. And 6 to 7, the Maggie Dawn Show.
On 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast. Mainly clear sky today with highs around 78. Winds out of the northeast around 5 miles an hour. Lows level off around 61. Tonight, cloudy skies expected. Chance for scattered thunderstorms tomorrow. High temperatures reach up to 78. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times. Highs level off around 80. Sunday, under mainly sunny skies, 86. Monday, chance for scattered thunderstorms. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 54.
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Town Call.
On WGBW.
Hey, welcome back to Mayor and Mino here on a beautiful Friday morning in downtown Green Bay. We're on the River Deck. Love this place, don't you?
Yeah, I love it. It's
love it.
The amenities are great. Our VIP room is just terrific.
Okay, can I be honest with you?
Completely stock fridge.
I'm going to be honest with you on a couple of things.
What?
With our VIP room.
Right.
That couch,
yeah.
Which I generally donated.
Yeah, yeah.
I slept on that like about 20 times when I had it at my apartment. Does that bother you?
Yes, it does.
Okay.
We'll get a new couch.
That's right. Drool a little bit when I sleep. I really do. Jason's looking at me like, what? Why didn't you tell me that?
But no, the only concern...
I sleep on couches more than beds. I just sleep better. I sleep better like on my side.
Is that called couch surfing? Like different people's homes? You just say, hey, look, you know, do you mind if I spend the night? Are you one of those guys?
I've never had a problem staying at somebody else's place, just sleeping on their couch.
No, I don't like that.
You don't like that?
Nope.
I've never had a problem with that.
My sister... Really? I was in Chicago and she was all upset that I didn't stay at her house. I'm like, Ruth, I don't stay at people's houses. So anyway, I don't know. Whatever.
You know what I was going to do? If I didn't get a place around here, when the weather's really, really bad in the winter, like from Manitowoc coming up, I was actually going to sleep in the back of my SUV. Just bring a sleeping bag. I've always wanted to do that.
No, you stay at my house.
I've wanted to sleep. I'd love to have a van and sleep in a van. And I'm not kidding.
Well, that could happen.
And that's where I'd like to be a truck driver to sleep. I'd like to go to truck stops and eat. And I'd like to go to, sleep in a sleeper cab.
That's... Sounds super healthy.
Did you just get what did you get? More cups?
Oh, well, she gave me a. You know, Amy just brought in a coffee and put a star on there for Star, honoring my Shetland pony I had when I was in sixth grade.
That's right. Was his name Star?
Well, that's right. Exactly. Yeah, Star on his forehead.
Sugar free skim.
Right, the diet
thank
starts.
You.
The diet.
Thank you.
The diet starts.
Amy
today.
Anchor coffee. Thank you so very much.
All right.
How did I put on 2 pounds? Just for me.
I thought it was a hell of a lot more than that. Okay, we got somebody on.
Let's go. Go ahead, Jason. Is this Jeff? Good morning.
It is.
Jeff. Jeff Merkus.
Good morning, Johnny.
Good morning, buddy.
Mr. Downtown Green Bay, you've been a guest on our show, and we, John, I don't know if you listened to us earlier, but the brass is in town. The guys who own Civic Media, they're coming in today. I don't know if it's a review, is it?
Yeah.
But we want to tell them what's going on this weekend, and we kind of do, but can you tell us and our listeners what's happening in Green Bay this weekend? I know you got your Fridays on the Fox. You do that every Friday.
Why should somebody come to downtown Green Bay tonight, Jeff? Is what he's trying to say.
Whoa, there are so many reasons. Your owners, managers, they picked a great weekend to be in Green Bay. Something going on Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday. So I hope they have an extended weekend.
All right, they're staying.
Friday's on the Fox.
Go ahead. I was going to say they're going to stay at the Northland Hotel, of course, which is one of the nicer hotels in our community. And Brandon was great about getting us a nice room at a good rate. So yes, they're going to be here. So
you ever
going to
get me a room there?
Not you. No, you got that van.
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead, Jeff.
Beautiful place. They picked a good hotel. Fridays on the Fox is tonight from 6 to 9:30. 8 Second Ride is high energy modern country. So we like mixing it up, bringing a lot of variety out to the listeners.
Can you hang on one quick second, Jeff? Jeff, can you hang on 1 second?
No, 8 seconds.
I'm going to quiz. Yep. I'm going to quiz Jim Schmidt on this. Why do they go with the term 8 seconds?
I have no idea.
Oh, come on, my old cowboy friend. Come on.
8 seconds.
Yes. What's the significance of the term 8 seconds?
I have no idea.
In rodeo, you have to ride.
I got it, Johnny.
Okay, go ahead. Go ahead.
It's a rodeo. You have to be on the ball for 8 seconds.
Exactly.
Really?
In order to qualify.
Okay, I like that.
Yes, you don't get scored unless you're on for at least 8 seconds.
And they even went and explained it a little bit further because the name of their band is called 8 Second Ride. So yeah. You think I would have got that.
But you did not.
I did not.
Okay,
so 6 to 9:30 tonight on the City Deck, 8 Second Ride, little country rock. Is that what you said? What are they?
Yeah, high energy country music.
Okay, cool. We'll
awesome
be there.
Performer. Yeah, good music.
I love the kind of music.
Tomorrow morning, the Saturday Farmers Market, you know, the market is in high gear right now. It's from 7 to noon. The produce is rolling in. Awesome vendors, a nice variety of prepared food. So it's a great place to go out and have breakfast and stroll through the Saturday market on Washington Street. You know, right in the vicinity of the Meyer Theater.
Right.
Beautiful.
And those couple restaurants are open, plus you have some food vendors there, as well as obviously the freshest produce you can get. And do you still have music? Do you have music there too?
Yes, music in the morning.
Isn't that
and,
awesome?
Yeah.
A lot of a variety of activities, but something for everyone. Bring the whole family.
Yep, we'll be there. Okay.
Do you
Sunday
walk there?
Afternoon, we planned this one just for the civic media executives. The Washington Street Block Party from 2 to 5 on Sunday in the same location as the Saturday Farmers Market. And we have Star 69, rock, pop, country. They've played at Summerfest. They won a Whammy Award. So a fun event, food trucks, family activities, face painting. We work closely with the pubs and restaurants on that block. And the Washington Street Block Party is this Sunday afternoon from 2 to 5. Great way to wind down your weekend.
Nice.
That
sounds
awesome.
Fantastic.
That will be great. Well, Jeff, you got a lot going on. The weather's going to be on our side. Starts Friday with 8 Second Ride. Did you know that the 8 Second, that's because of that rodeo. That's what they came up with then. And then that's from 6 to 9:30. That farmer's market.
I've got one more for you.
Oh, you do? Oh, wow. Okay, go ahead, Jeff.
One more. So we have City Deck family shows. We really want to bring out the families on Monday afternoon. So at 6 p.m., we have Mischief and Magic playing their classic comedy magic show out on the City Deck. That's right behind Nicolet Bank on the Cherry Landing.
Great.
Great.
That's
talk about something for everybody, huh?
Comedy magic show.
That's right.
John, if that truck driving thing doesn't work out,
right,
that might work out for you too.
Which part, the magic or the comedy? Because I know the bull riding won't work out. I'm afraid of horses.
Well, there's a weight limit too, I think. So,
wow.
All right. Well, Jeff, what a weekend that you put together for our city.
It sure is. I hope to see you guys out downtown this weekend.
Yeah. Absolutely. We will be.
All right, Jeff.
Jeff Merkus.
Thanks for having me on. Always happy to provide some good info to you.
Great.
Thank you, buddy. You're the man.
Great info. Take care, Jeff.
Take care, my brother. Okay, you too. See you. Bye. Oh, I forgot to ask him one thing.
What's that?
Did anybody ask if anybody returned the bumper from the fireworks?
Oh, yeah, he's kind of in charge of the fireworks, too.
That was still funny. I pull into my parking space here, and there was a bumper laying there from the night before.
But what was funnier than that, I thought, was, as I mentioned earlier, so our studio was right on the corner of Washington and City Deck Landing downtown here, and it's all glass. And,
yes.
You can look out the window, you can look in, wave to
people
us.
Wave.
But anyway, Johnny talked about the bumper, and like, I don't know, 20 minutes later, a lady walked by carrying the bumper. She's like, honey, I found it. I heard on the radio with this Mino guy that it's in his parking spot.
I got your bumper.
God, that was funny.
Where in the heck did I leave that?
I can't believe that.
In the park space.
And she walked
last
right
night.
By our window carrying
that bumper. All right,
we're
going to set up right back after this.
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup.
Starting at 6 a.m., the Mayor and Mino.
Then at 8, the Earl Ingram Show.
On WGBW.
ABC News, I'm Justin Finch. A milestone this weekend for the war in Ukraine, 500 days since Russia's invasion began. ABC News learning the Biden administration is expected to announce new aid for Ukraine, including controversial cluster bombs banned in more than 100 countries over humanitarian concerns. In Texas, sentencing today for the man who shot and killed 23 people at a Walmart.
The sentencing of Patrick Crucius follows 2 days of gut-wrenching testimony from the victims of the Walmart massacre and their families. Crucius is expected to receive 90 consecutive life prison terms. Crucius is not expected to make a statement at today's hearing, but his attorney will. Jim Ryan, ABC News, Dallas.
There are major concerns over that fire aboard a cargo ship docked at Newark, New Jersey's International Shipping Port. The fire is still burning some 30 hours later. The ship is now in danger of tipping from all the water being used to put the fire out. This is ABC News.
Living happily ever after isn't always a reality. If you're over 50 and are considering divorce, attorney Andrea Gage with the Everson Law Firm can provide the guidance you need. Andrea focuses on silver divorces, the kind that get more complicated over time and present unique challenges. A family, multiple properties, significant assets. Andrea and the team at Everson Law have the experience to protect your interests. Call Everson Law to set up an appointment with Andrea today. It's never too late to be happy. Everson Law, 920-435-3734.
Get ready, country fans, because Tyler Farr is coming to heat up the summer on August 11th at Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusha. With hit singles such as Redneck Crazy, Whiskey in My Water, and his brand new single, Rednecks Like Me. Tickets will be on sale June 30th by calling Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusha or by visiting the Rewards Club booth. Then, because fun has no age limit, we'll be opening our concert up to everyone. Enjoy a perfect summer night with food trucks and music, and mark your calendars for fun this summer with Tyler Farr at Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusha, your place to play. Visit our website for more information. Spin the globe and pick where you would go this summer at Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusha. We'll be giving away a vacation of your dreams with our Vacation Your Way promotion throughout the month of July. You can earn entries for your chance to be one of 10 lucky winners on July 29th, with one grand prize winner receiving a travel certificate for anywhere your heart desires. Only at Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusha, your place to play. For complete contest rules, see the Rewards Club booth at Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusha. Must be 21 or older to participate and enter the casino floor.
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup. Starting at 6 a.m., the Mayor and Mino. Then at 8, the Earl Ingram Show. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, the Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, the Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crude. And 6 to 7, the Maggie Dawn Show.
On 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW.
Ready for our little forest adventure?
Yeah!
So much waiting for me. Yeah, I wanna go outside. I wanna be.
We're here.
Whoa, that was fast.
There's a forest closer than you think. Find a park or forest near you and music inspired by nature at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by USDA Forest Service and the Ad Council.
My name is Teresa Barber. I was in the United States Navy, and I served overseas in the Middle East and Africa. Early on in my career, I had a commander that taught our suicide prevention training, and the very next day, he took his own life. 90% of suicide attempts involving a gun are fatal. My way of continuing my service is to help protect my community by being a responsible gun owner and by storing firearms safely. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
Whoa! I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't.
Welcome back. Friday morning. The Mayor and Mino.
All right.
WGBW.
97.9.
Go ahead, take it.
As I said.
At AM.
Big,
at AM.
Big
at
day AM. For us.
And AM.
Oh, AM. 1590. Absolutely.
You have one job.
I
have one job.
God. Sorry,
one job.
All right. I got it. 1590 AM. 97.9 FM. WGBW. As we talked about the last couple weeks, we are owned by Civic Media. I don't know if I'd call them a startup, but a company that's really been aggressive in getting into the radio business in the state of Wisconsin. And a little nervous last night. I was telling my wife, you know.
You're always nervous.
I am.
How many times did you say, you're laying in bed 3:30? I don't know what we're going to talk about tomorrow. I don't know what we're going to do with the show tomorrow. But, I don't know what we're going to do.
Well, I knew what we're going to talk about today because we had some great guests lined up again. But it's kind of review day. You know, we got the brass in town. So Mike Crute is one of the owners of Civic Media. And this is a good guy. I wish he lived in Green Bay. He hails from the Madison area. He's got a place in Plainfield as well. But drove up here this morning to kind of talk to John and I after the show. But we wanted him to be a guest, hear a little bit more about Civic Media. He's got his own show, The Devil's Advocate, that you can hear at 4 p.m. You can hear it right here on WGBW. And leans into politics a little bit more than we do here. We obviously lean into Green Bay, Northeast Wisconsin, talk about why we are the number one city in the country, based on a survey by U.S. News and World Report. And when we talked to Mike, I know Johnny and I, we were down there, 2 months ago, and they said, look, we're looking for a couple guys that can really advocate for Green Bay. And I had, as I said to him, and I would say this to you, I think we're two people who can do that, and I think we do it pretty well. But Mike, we're glad you're here. We love Green Bay, as you know, and thank you for the opportunity to work for you. How are things going? How are things going with Civic Media? Tell us a little bit about your story. And I heard you interviewed, on the 4th of July, and we have a lot in common. You love the country. You think there's some concerns with politics. And I share a lot of those concerns that you do. You handle it better at your show than Johnny and I will here, but we talk about the politics here in Green Bay, not so much on the state or federal level, and we're just here to educate the people and hopefully entertain them a little bit.
And Mike, welcome, but before you get started, yes or no, should our VIP room back there also be used as an emergency overnight betting place, yes or no?
Murphy bed.
Yes, thank you.
Mino the couch crasher.
Yes.
And Jim, it's funny, I hear Jim. You can stay at my house, but I don't stay at your house.
I know. Isn't that bizarre?
I mean, that's truly a one-way street, is it not, Jim?
I'm a control freak, Mike.
And he says, no, you can't. Yeah, I don't want you sleeping there. I'm like, why? Because you'd make this place smell like a locker room. What?
All right. I have no say in this. That's right. You want a Murphy bed? Just put it in one of the – we have some –
You have a beautiful facility.
We do. Yes, beautiful.
Thank with you. Nooks and you got do. Locker rooms. Yes.
Locker
yes.
rooms, showers. Yes. Yes. Right.
This is nicer than the high school I went to.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And then maybe at the Packer games, NFL draft, they could maybe make a little side hustle money too, right?
Oh, a little bit of Airbnb.
Right.
I like that.
All right,
idea.
Let's talk about it.
Okay.
Okay. Well, now I'm in. Now okay. I'm in. Okay, so I'm in for one third. Okay, I can do that.
All right. You know my wife decorated this office. She was like the tip of the spear on behalf of Civic Media, and she's got a little style, and
yes.
she did this office, but our plan, her and I plan, was always Murphy bed in the back room. It was because when you come to town for a Packer game,
absolutely.
Here's when the plan was set in motion. We came to town and we couldn't get a hotel room.
No question.
And we were here during a Packer weekend, and we could not get a hotel room in this town. We ended up staying all the way down in Ripon.
Yeah.
And when my wife and I go out, we usually eat Mexican. She likes Mexican. So we end up at a Mexican joint. I love the Mexican. In Mayville's got some incredible Mexican. I've been Mexican joints all around the state. More authentic, the better. Skip the Mexican joint in Ripon. One of the worst nights of
really?
My life.
Oh, no.
Worst night of my life.
No.
Oh, was that a
that's
like, all right. It was a terrible evening. But I got to tell you, I am not going to go stay that far down the
no
road.
No way.
Not when I come to town for a good time.
Exactly. Beautiful
and
facility.
And Green Bay, when I'm coming to Green Bay, I'm coming here for a good time. I know Jim's going to show it to me.
Today, we got a whole weekend planned. But, okay, a couple things.
I got to mention one thing. Hang on.
Go ahead.
Because you were talking about the price and everything, the whole, and where you go. Last year, when I was working in Appleton at the Veterans Facility, a guy called me, and he had his funding didn't come in, and it was really cold, unbelievably cold. And he said, "Do you guys have any room at your place?" I'm like, "No, we're full." And he said, "I called all the homeless shelters. It was like 20 below zero. Couldn't get in any place." I'm like, "Well, where are you going to sleep tonight?" He goes, "In my truck." I'm like, "Oh my God, that's terrible." So I go down. I actually brought him more blankets and different things like that, and some gift certificates like Quick Trip and those kind of things. And then I thought to myself, it was right by a hotel, a budget, well, I won't even say the name, but a very, very budget motel.
By the night or the hour sort of
exactly.
a place?
Exactly, absolutely. Okay.
The hotel that won't
So
tell.
I go and I thought, you know what, I'm just going to buy him a room for a night, you know?
Yeah.
And I go in, I said, "Hey, do you have any available?" She goes, "Yeah, we've got one." I said, "Oh, phenomenal, I'll take it." I go, "How much?" She goes, $287.
Wow.
I go, "What?"
I don't want to buy the hotel.
And she goes, "Well, it's Packer weekend."
Yeah.
Yeah.
And she says, "Well, I'll give it to you for if it's..." I said, "I got a homeless guy." She says, "Well, maybe $220, $225, something."
Wow.
Wow. I thought it was going to be literally like $60, what would be the normal. But they jacked that up.
Yeah, they do.
That much. I couldn't believe you, you'd it.
You'd have offered them the couch at your place, but you were sleeping on it, Mino?
Absolutely.
All right. I'm in. We got the Murphy bed.
I don't think Murphy people bed. Would have a problem sleeping on a couch that I've slept on.
Well, I would. But okay. You're right. I can't speak for the general public. But right. I do want to say that if we do that, we've got to get, you know, that clean the next day, and then we split the money three ways. Mike, you okay with that? You own the place. I mean, okay, you take 50 and Johnny and I take 45.
I got a boss too, man. We better.
Four ways.
We got to cut the big guy in, as they say.
It's like the mafia. You know, hey, I get a little piece. Hey, well, you get a piece. Hey, Tony, you got a piece?
Well, he's got 20 stations. I'm sure he wants a piece of everything. So we'll take care of him too. We'll figure that out later. But Mike, tell us a little bit more about your show. I really enjoy that Devil's Advocate. It's on at a great time and a lot of energy at that time of the day. And you can get a little bit more controversial. We kind of keep it a little bit lighter here because we're on from 6 to 8 in the morning. How's that show going for you?
Well, greatest radio show ever, some people say, Jim. It's been a joy and a passion. And there are plenty of days. And, you know, I got a full-time job. I work here at Civic Media, and I've got some responsibilities and things I try to push out of my office. And then I got to go get ready for a radio show. And we all have bad days. We have days when we don't feel our best or we're tired or somebody gets me up at 5:30 in the morning to come join them on a radio show, whatever. You just don't feel your best. But I can tell you every day, the audience, you know, I'm faking it. Occasionally when you open up the mics, you're just not feeling your best. But I never have to fake it for very long.
Yeah.
Because the audience pulls you along. The audience wants it. Nobody tunes in to hear how tired Crudy is.
Right.
You know what I mean? Nobody wants to hear that. And from my point of view, nobody wants to hear whiny politics. I mean,
I'll talk about
politics, but don't whine. Don't whine. Have fun.
He is a whiner.
No, he's not. No, Johnny, I'm the guy. No. I'm the guy that said I spent years in that environment, and if we're going to do a show, we're not going to get into that whiny part. That's why the committee I proposed this morning, the Office of Annoyance and Compliance, if we have issues, we're going to come up with solutions. That's the kind of show I would like. I just don't want to whine about what we have. Two of our state representatives coming in next week, and we're going to talk a little bit about what they're doing for our community. We're not going to whine. We're going to thank them and say, look, you know, how can we work together? That's our show. And like Crudy said, people don't want to hear whining. Like you
went probably off for 20 minutes about the place that didn't have ketchup for
that
your
eggs. That wasn't whining. That was my solution was pretty simple. Get ketchup. I mean, everybody has. Crudy, do you eat ketchup on your egg sandwich?
No.
What?
Thank you.
I'm grown up.
Oh my gosh. Thank you so much. Do.
Thank you.
We have a grown up in the room.
Well, first and foremost.
Did you ever have a Shetland pony?
Just not named Star.
I didn't think so.
At least he listens.
Yes. He would have killed a Shetland pony, though. That poor Shetland pony.
I am a bigger guy.
You're a bigger guy. Yes.
You know, I.
And I don't mean bigger as far as girth. You're just a big guy.
I heard before Jim got married, his nickname was 8 Second Ride.
Oh. Wow.
Wait, John.
Wow. Did this take a turn?
Wow. We're going to break or we're not going to break? Okay, let's get back.
No, you're not bailing out.
It's not time for break quite
yet. Sorry, buddy.
Hey, let me say something about Civic Media, if I could. Civic Media, it is literally a startup, Jim. I don't think you mischaracterize us. This corporation has only existed for just over a year.
And you have 20 stations.
Like a year this week.
That's incredible.
Unbelievable.
20 stations. And it started a partnership with me and Sage Weil, and I was a left-hand, right-hand little station owner. And what I mean by that, I had a little station in Madison, and I had a station in Milwaukee. And during the pandemic, it was tough financial times.
Right.
And my house was literally tied to the financing. I had used SBA financing.
Wow.
You got to pledge everything. And I had. And my wife, I was still married, thank God.
I was gonna say, how did mama like that?
She's a real estate appraiser by trade.
Okay.
By trading, and for 22 years that was her vocation.
Okay.
When the house is in jeopardy,
yes,
she didn't like it much.
Wow.
And after the DNC, and I had invested a lot of capital in building a big FM in Milwaukee, in anticipation of getting the lift of the Democratic National Convention coming to town. And I built this FM, this shiny FM, in January of, what was it?
21?
Yeah, basically right into the teeth of the pandemic. Right.
Wow.
And the guy had bought the station from Craig Karmazin, the guy that owns WTMJ. He's really well known for
big
ESPN.
Big name in radio. Huge name.
Big sports guy.
Yep.
And Craig's a good guy, and I like Craig a lot. And Craig called me the day after Joe Biden said he's not coming to Wisconsin, basically.
Wow.
And said, hey, Crudy, why don't you sell me that FM back? You know, you don't need that FM. You got the station in Madison. That's where they love you. Go back to Madison. And at the time, seemed like good advice. I said, sure, I'll do that. But I know you got one more station that I'd like to own. 540 AM, WAUK. I said, once I get my you-know-what back together,
yep,
I'm going to call you up, and I'd like to buy that station from you. He said, no problem. He just thought it would take a little longer. I met Sage Weil, my partner, November of that year, like 6 months later. I said, hey, I just need a big enough downstroke. I need enough money down that I can get conventional financing and not have to use my
house
personal credit as the leverage, because my wife doesn't mind me being in the radio business. She just doesn't want to give it all up for me to be in the radio business. Sage said, sure, I'm interested. And Karmazin was a man of his word. He sold me that station. And that was the start point of our partnership.
So that was the first of the 20?
That was, wow. I own two.
Okay, so first two of the 20.
First two of the 20.
Wow, that's incredible. That's awesome.
That, and I want to say, Mike, I know a little bit about the entrepreneurial world, and that is not embarrassing to talk about. Many of us have pledged our homes.
I tried buying a radio station one time.
Not for a radio station.
You know that?
But I'm saying for business. That just shows the entrepreneurial spirit of this guy.
Yeah.
I mean, I was so desperate when we started our company, I borrowed money from my father-in-law. That is a weird thing to do. Like, the banks said, okay, we're done. I got some money from the county that had a revolving loan program. I had a little bit of my own money. Obviously mortgaged our house. And I still needed, like, not a lot, 10, 15 grand to make it happen.
Sure.
You know how you get that last? Sure. It's like, I got to get over the goal line here. And I borrowed it from my father-in-law. That's weird because I just married his
daughter.
Talk
about pressure, Jim.
It was. It all worked out. I mean, we did fine.
But I told you Donna shouldn't have married that guy.
Exactly.
I told you that.
Exactly. But I'll give you credit for doing that.
I think he's going to turn out okay. Are you kidding me?
That's, John, I didn't know you were there.
He doesn't have a pot to pee in. He's never going to be anything.
It was great. I couldn't have done it without him.
Did you hear his big business plan? He wants to breed Shetland ponies.
He's a dreamer.
He wants a Shetland pony. Oh, my God.
It worked, John.
He's going to turn out a polka album from his dad.
It
worked.
Unbelievable. Thanks to Don, it worked. But, yeah, I love entrepreneurial spirits, and you've got that. I want to hear more about your plans for Civic Media. We're glad to be part of it. Stick around, right? We got a whole weekend planned for you, but I want you to stick around the next segment here at WGBW, 1590 AM, 97.9 FM.
Back after this.
Living happily ever after isn't always a reality. If you're over 50 and are considering divorce, attorney Andrea Gage with the Everson Law Firm can provide the guidance you need. Andrea focuses on silver divorces, the kind that get more complicated over time and present unique challenges. A family, multiple properties, significant assets. Andrea and the team at Everson Law have the experience to protect your interests. Call Everson Law to set up an appointment with Andrea today. It's never too late to be happy. Everson Law, 920-435-3734.
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup.
Woo-hoo!
Starting at 6 a.m., the Mayor and Mino. Then at 8, the Earl Ingram Show. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, the Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, the Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crude. And 6 to 7, the Maggie Dawn Show.
On 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Wisconsin's manner of funding local government is nearly singular in the country. That cheese stands alone, if you will. It hasn't been working in Milwaukee. It hasn't been working in Rhinelander. It hasn't been working in La Crosse, Green Bay, Madison, Kenosha, Racine. I don't care what you pick. It ain't working.
The Maggie Dawn Show, Monday through Friday at 6 p.m. on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Here's your updated forecast. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times today, with daytime highs approaching 78. Northeasterly winds, 5 to 10 miles an hour. Lows dip down to about 61. Tonight, cloudy skies expected. Chance for scattered storms tomorrow. Highs level off around 78. A mix of clouds and sun. Mainly sunny skies and calm Sunday, with daytime highs approaching 80. 88, chance for scattered rain showers Monday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 54.
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct
on WGBW.
Welcome back to the Mayor and the Mino Show. It's my time to introduce.
He owns the second hour. It's Mino and the Mayor in the first hour, Mayor and Mino in the second.
We can't decide yet.
Yes.
And we're both too apprehensive to flip a coin, so we're just going to split it.
Maybe. You know what we should do? You know what we should do?
What?
Whoever wins the weight loss challenge.
Oh.
Well, I think.
But Jim, you're ahead 3 pounds.
We got the boss, and he can decide.
But, okay. Yeah,
1590 a.m. 97.9 FM, WGBW. Thanks for joining us. Our special guests, they're all special guests, but today we have one of the owners of Civic Media. That's the company who has made the investment into the Green Bay community. Not only bought a tower to broadcast
our show. It's only just begun.
Right, and you should see the studio they built for us. And Johnny's been in this business for... What, 70?
40 years.
Oh, 40 years. But wow. You even said this is the best.
Well,
studio.
Let's put it this way, 70 pounds ago.
70, okay, that's it, yeah. But, yeah.
I'm just a little envious. This is nicer than the studio I've been in for the last 13
years. Well, you guys got a
years.
Cool new building, though, in Madison. But we were there, and we're, what is it, right above State Street?
We're eagerly anticipating the move to the shiny new studio that's almost as nice as this one.
Okay.
This
is, I got to ask you something. I mean, obviously, you got a great career in radio and in real estate and all those different things. But tell me about when you decided you wanted to serve your country.
Iraq invaded Kuwait, 1990, after my sophomore year in college. And I wasn't doing well. I was floundering a bit.
Did you play football in college?
I was supposed to.
Okay.
I didn't.
Okay.
I wasn't going to play Division III football. It was a football. I went to UW La Crosse.
Okay.
And I went
there. Which was powerful back in those days.
Oh, they were better than the Badgers.
They were incredible.
Don Morton was the coach at UW.
Yeah.
And they were doing the wing tee in the Big Ten.
Yeah.
I got recruited to walk on.
Yeah.
At UW. And Morton said, oh, I'll come to a game. Yeah. And he gave us tickets to Iowa.
Yeah.
And, you know, the Badgers get trounced by Iowa. It's like 31 to nothing. He's like, oh, let me make it up to you. He gives us tickets to the final game of the year. I know better. Michigan State.
Oh.
And Lorenzo White, home game of the year.
Got it.
Lorenzo White sets the Big Ten rushing record against the Badgers.
Like 300 some yards or
whatever. And I'm like a slow... You know, 220-pound, 6'2" linebacker from Hodunk High School and Mount Horeb High School.
Mount Horeb, okay.
You know, I wasn't even I wasn't even all conference my senior year.
Yeah.
But, you know, I had this ambition to play. But I thought, well, you know, I'll go off to La Crosse. There were 4 All-State, 2 future All-Americans, and an NFL starter at linebacker when I got to La Crosse.
Yeah.
I'm like, I'm never going to touch the field. To play Division III football, I'm not doing this. Roger Herring, the legendary coach.
Legendary.
Roger calls me up, and Roger says, Crude, I thought where are you? You know, it's the first day of practice. You're supposed to be here. And I'm thinking, well, I never signed the letter of intent, coach. I just enrolled in the university because by default, I'm going to lacrosse. I couldn't get into a better college. Here I am. I said, I can't afford to play, coach. I said, I got to pay my way through school.
Sure.
I'm not a rich guy. I got to work through college.
Right.
I said, maybe if you could get me a work study job, I would be on the team next year.
Yeah.
Next day I got a job. I'm the manager. I'm the cleat guy. I'm the guy that guards the football at away games.
I ran the scoreboard for the basketball games.
Do you ever go to Winona State? Winona State, beautiful little college, Winona, Minnesota. Cross the river, sure, up the river.
Yeah.
Division II school.
Yeah.
Beautiful school. Every time you score a touchdown. And Bill Schrader, if you remember,
of course,
Packer Bill
Schrader.
Still
a great friend of mine.
1 year lacrosse player.
Yeah.
Bill Schrader comes out for football. By then, I'm the editor of the university paper, sports editor.
Yeah.
And Roger's the coach of my fitness class. Well, one day a week, Roger would follow me around my circuit and tell me, oh, this Bill Schrader is going to be great. Wait, you know, he, as the editor, he would give me all the good stories. And then at the next moment, that was Tuesdays. Thursday, and his star quarterback, Gagnon, used to take attendance. Well, Thursday, we'd go to press at like 4 a.m. on Wednesday night. I'd skip the Thursday class every week.
Sure.
And Gagnon would mark me there. Well, the coach knew I wasn't there, but he would mark me there every week. So anyways, I never played. Really only wanted to play college football as a point of access to, you know, be a play-by-play guy,
yeah,
be a color guy.
Absolutely.
Thought it would give me some advancement in my career. And at some point, I figured out, you know, I'm a big homer. I love the Packers.
Sure.
I love the Badgers. I love the Brewers. I love my teams.
Sure.
But I don't want to go cheer on the Boise Idahoans or, you know, I didn't want to pay the dues. I just wanted to be
Which
the voice
ironically,
of the Badgers.
The first team, college football team I ever covered was Boise State.
Yeah.
When I worked in Twin Falls, Idaho, the smallest market in the country.
Well, UW lacrosse went to 4 national championship games.
Okay, I got to tell you something else right
there, sir.
Too. Mike McCarthy, we were talking to him one time, about he played at Baker College, and he blew out his knee, so he couldn't play in like the semifinal game, I think it was. And they played lacrosse, and he was by their locker room and said, his biggest Division III team he's ever seen take the field. He said, what were those guys doing? I said, I don't know, coach.
I can tell you, coach, they were.
But Mike McCarthy said that's the biggest D3 team he had ever seen.
NAIA. I walked up the stairs behind Terry Strofe, a guy who got drafted by the Eagles and shot putter in the Olympics.
Wow.
And the guy's hamstrings were like steel belted radials.
Yeah.
It was like a car tire watching this guy go up the stairs. NAIA, when they went to NCAA, they went to Fargo, played a game in the Fargo Dome, which is not a dome.
Very cool.
Flew into that little town, like scariest airplane flight, little two-seater.
Yeah.
And the pilot just dropped it the last 100 feet on the runway. I swear to God, we go there for this game and they drug test the players. So you got to run out. They run the punter and both starting cornerbacks. Both cornerbacks failed for steroids.
Really?
And
cornerbacks.
Both cornerbacks.
Oh my God.
They lost both their starting cornerbacks. A guy named Rick Mathias came in, became the new freshman starter. He went on to start for the Cincinnati Bengals.
Wow.
Later in his career, and they still won the national championship with two new starters at quarterback.
Unbelievable.
And I'm surprised the punter didn't flounder.
That's phenomenal.
But I joined the Army because I was floundering in school.
Yeah.
And I just lucked out. I didn't have to actually serve overseas. That war
wore down pretty quick. Yeah.
Yeah. By the time I was through training, the guys the week prior went, and I didn't have to.
Wow.
Great background, and you're in radio right now. Just and we're getting up on a
break.
I'm
the gumption. Sage is the money, just so we're clear.
Well, you're part owner, and that's hey, we got a minute left. Just tell us a little bit more about the Devil's Advocate. I enjoy that. Of course, I love politics.
It's me and my best friend. We're on the end of the bar stool, and we're talking about politics just like we always did. And we want you to participate. We want the audience to participate. We want U.S. Senator Ron Johnson, who's brought me many, many six packs of beer and come down to our old studio and been a human being. And that's what I like about radio. You know, Ron Johnson is not a guy I would befriend in any other circumstance.
Right.
But I've shared many spotted cows with the guy. And you know what? I've always called him Country Club Cordial despite my ideological differences.
You're a good guy, too, though, and people like being with people they like, and you've always been fair. Love your show. It's on at 4 o'clock.
Yes, sir. You got that part right.
Hey, great having you here,
Thanks,
Mike.
Quickerman,
Look
Mike.
Forward to it. We're out of time. Thanks, everybody. Have a great weekend. Mind on the Mayor. See you.
Will you come out tonight?
Attention, Wisconsin veterans.
Hello, I'm Tony Evers, the governor of Wisconsin. If you are a veteran struggling to pay for rent, utilities, or other life-sustaining services, I want you to know that the Veterans Rental Assistance Program is here to help. You have already made a most noble sacrifice. You shouldn't have to continue doing so. We are here to support you. The Veterans Rental Assistance Program was created by and for people living in Wisconsin, with benefit approvals being issued to veterans in just days, not months. It's never easy to ask for assistance, but rest assured, we're here to help. You've always been there for us. We want you to know that we're here for you. Call 833-WISVRAP. That's 833-947-8727. Or visit VRAPWI.com. On behalf of the state of Wisconsin, thank you.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay. WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.